Our podcast is like those memes about Microsoft Edge, where after like 3 months, it's like, hey guys, you hear about that new thing?
Right, exactly.
Okay, I'm here. It's me, tomato soup.
Tomato soup, man. Shane, what up, baby?
Hello, it's me, Tater Soup.
It's been a while. Guys, welcome back to another episode of The Good Game, guys. And the title of this is, It's Been a While.
It's been a while since I've seen...
Actually, it's not been a while since I've seen your face. We've seen much of each other recently, you know. For those of you who don't know, just like a little sneak peek, but New World dropped early on. What was it? Last month? The end of last month? The end of September?
Very new, very world.
Very new, very world. Very good.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, when you can play it.
When Bezos wants the servers to work.
Oh, Mr. Bezos and his sweet, sweet game.
Jeffrey Bezos. Guys, we're back. We're ready to talk about video games. We love all of you, everyone who stood by us. You guys are great.
What is a video game?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, right? This is going to be a little bit different because we're pretty much playing catch up with all the news that's been announced. I have a little document written out and typed out for kind of what we're going to talk about. Very long ago, when the four nations were together before the Fire Nation attacked, was a PlayStation showcase. Now, most of the people that are listening to this probably already know about all the announcements and stuff like that. But you know what? I'm here to give you my thoughts. One of the first games that the PlayStation showcase saw. Now, let me tell you, first off, the beginning of the PlayStation showcase was great. They started off very hot. And then after that, it just fell the fuck apart. It was just like, who gives a shit about what's going on? But then it picks back up. So the first thing that they showed was the KOTOR remake. That's right. The KOTOR remake. Knights of the Old Republic is coming back with a remake. All remastered. It's going to be great. So they're coming out with the remake. Probably one of the most ambitious RPGs made with the best story out there. Mind you, I've never played Knights of the Old Republic, so this is kind of far out of my alley, but it's right up Shane's alley because Shane played it. He loved it.
It's a very good.
I've never been spoiled for it, so which is pretty dope, which is why I'm excited. They've got industry veterans coming back and some of the original team lending their hands on the game, along with Aspyr and Lucasfilm. So they're all coming back to help out with the game. Which, I mean, for most people out there that are excited about, you know, Knights of the Old Republic and it's coming back, I mean, there's a lot of people that are probably, like, super stoked about it. Like, super stoked.
I'm super stoked for when it comes to my Xbox.
Right, exactly. Which, that's the other thing. It is a timed exclusive. For the time being, it is going to launch on the PS5. And then I'm sure in, like, a year, maybe 6 months to a year, it'll come to Microsoft and Xbox and PC. So, the rest of the showcase, like after that game was shown, was just poo-poo garbage, stuff that just games that I just didn't care about. It was just awful, super terrible, didn't care
poo-poo at all. Poo-poo trash.
Hi, Phoenix. Look at him wearing, you know what? The shirt that he's wearing is so awesome right now and is so perfect for the time. It's like timing. He's wearing the Amazing Spider-Man t-shirt, which is great. One of the trailers that they showed, it was like a bar scene. There was music playing. There's a guy sitting at a bar wearing a flannel shirt, wearing like a straw cowboy hat. And I was like super stoked. I was like, oh, dude, I know what this is. This is Logan. We're getting a Wolverine game. And it's Insomniac.
And it turns out it wasn't. It was old crotchety grandpa gets his groceries. Note to self. make this game.
Grandpa Simulator.
Wake up, yell at birds, take nap.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Successful day. 3 out of 4 stars.
See, Phoenix loved it.
He wants to play it. It's like, heck yeah, I love that game.
So there's a bar scene, and the whole bar is messed up. All these guys are laying around. This guy sneaks up behind this guy that's sitting at the bar drinking, you know, scotch with a knife. And all of a sudden it zooms in on my man's
hold
hand.
Hold up. He's drinking it with a knife?
No.
Slurping it right off the blade.
So it's just a CG trailer, but it is Wolverine, the game from Insomniac. I'm guessing probably like 2023 or 2025 that this game's going to come out.
Hey, bub. I'll take one scotch on the knife.
I'm really stoked for this because it seems like with Spider-Man, with Wolverine, Insomniac is gearing up to make, I don't know if they're going to do their own like type of like Secret Wars or whatever that's going to come out, but I'm really loving what Insomniac's doing. And you can just tell like Sony and how they have the rights to, you know, Spider-Man and they got the rights to Wolverine. They're like, dude, just do whatever you're doing. Like, do whatever you guys are doing and whatever, you know, they probably had to push for a character, but if they were just like, hey, we loved what you did with Spider-Man, can you do one with this character? There's just so much Wolverine can be a part of, like Avengers, he'd be part of with Deadpool, he'd be part of with, you know. I hope they get the original voice actor from the old games. I don't know what his name is, but I would love to see him.
It's Hugh Jackman.
No,
he's a relatively unknown voice actor.
That was not him in the video games.
He's not been in many things yet. At he was all. In the Prestige.
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
The
Hugh Jackman was not in that movie. I don't think.
The Prestige. Yeah, he was.
Was he? No, yeah. He was in the other one. The other magic bro. Movie.
The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
No, he was in the Prestige.
No. Was he? Christian Bale.
Yes, dude. Yeah. So is Hugh Jackman. Yes, they're both in it.
I thought I was clowning myself, but I was right.
And David Bowie's in it too.
Yeah, no, he was Tesla. I know that.
Look it up right now. Go ahead. Type it in. I'm telling you. Hugh Jackman was in The Prestige.
The episode name now. Hugh Jackman was in The Prestige. Hugh Jackman.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Greatest Showman. Oh, yep. Hold on. The Prestige is way down here. It turns out I did fact check it and you're correct. Scarlett Johansson was in that movie?
Yeah, dude. Ooh. They were all in it.
That's been all Michael Caine as well.
Michael Caine. Yeah, they're all in The Prestige, man. Great movie. That movie was
I
awesome.
I love that movie. That movie was I love it so much I forgot who was in it.
Oh my god.
No, I'm thinking of there's another magic movie.
He's not in Magic Mike, so
Oh, that would have been nice though, huh? Not The Prestige. What's the other one?
The Greatest Showman.
No. Fuck. I gotta find it. Hold on.
I'll find it after.
It's not relevant right now.
No, it is. I'm typing in Hugh Jackman magic movies and all I see is The Prestige.
No, it was just a different movie around the same time as The Prestige. It wasn't.
Fuck. Are you thinking of like Now You See Me?
I mean, that did come to mind, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. Mm. I feel like it might have had, like, Edward Norton. The Magician? Is that the one? The Illusionist. Same year. Both 2006. That's why it came to mind.
The Illusionist.
See, Magic Man. The Illusionist, Magic Man.
The Magic Man. Now you see me? Now you don't.
That is the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
All right, anyway. That's... That's all I had to say. What were we talking about?
I'm trying to tie this into the voice actor for Wolverine.
Anyway, like I said, Hugh Jackman's back, baby. He's Wolverine again.
Oh, God. All right. So right after the Wolverine CGI trailer, we get a shot of like a lamppost and we see some electricity. So they really tease us with this because I thought it was going to be Infamous. But then I forgot that in Miles Morales, Miles gets what he calls Venom power, which is electricity. So it's Spider-Man and Miles Morales. So it's, you know, Peter and Miles, they're fighting. And over like over the course of the trailer, you hear a man talking, and he's got a Russian accent, so we know it's Kraven the Hunter. And he's talking about, you
obviously,
know,
we know this.
Right, obviously, Kraven the Hunter. So he's talking about, you know, who's worthy enough to fight him, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, will any of you, you know, like, be a match?
And then Hugh Jackman erupts from the bar. And then in his outfit from the movie The Illusionist.
from the darkest alley in video game history, we hear "Yes, we will," and we get a short glimpse of Venom, which is dope. So I'm hyped for this, because is it going to be hairy? Or because spoilers, if you haven't played Spider-Man yet, play it. Is it going to be hairy? Is it going to be Eddie Brock? Who knows? They have
it's
said
Harry Potter. I always knew.
They said that this game is going to be a darker tone of Spider-Man, which makes sense, right? We've got Venom in here. We got Kraven the Hunter. Who knows if one of the Spider-Men dies? I doubt it. I really do. I'm stoked to know if we're going to be able to play as Venom. I don't think they would do it this game. I know we'll get the symbiote suit, which will be dope. Who will get it? You know, maybe Peter and Miles are going to fight each other because, you know, Peter has the symbiote suit and he's darker tone Peter. If we don't get a scene
step
of
a little comb over.
Yeah, if we don't get a scene of him dancing, I'll be upset. I'll be so mad. I would love to see that. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I'm stoked. I don't think they said when it was going to come out. I'm guessing 2022 holiday, 2022 or maybe 2023.
Maybe by then I'll have played Miles Morales.
Right.
Probably not.
Probably not, but that's okay. You know, the game was really good, really well done. I want to play through it again. I actually just went and played through Spider-Man again and beat it again because had to do it. The next game that I want to talk about is it's so hard to talk about this game because you haven't beat the first one. Well, you beat the first one, but you haven't beat the 2018 version.
Is this old-time dads?
Old-time dads. Imagine if he went to Egypt instead. I think Norse was, like, the best place for him to go, but Egypt would have been dope.
He just wandered into a pyramid.
Yeah, it would have been...
Boy!
Boy. So the next installment of God of War is God of War Ragnarok. A lot of people are speculating that this is going to be the last game in the series, which I hope not.
So is this Chris Hemsworth cuts his hair off in this one?
This is not that kind of Thor.
It says Ragnarok on it. Is this game directed by Taika Waititi?
It is not. It's actually also not even by Corey Barlog.
I'm losing interest by the minute.
Corey Barlog does have a big hand in this game, but not as much as he did with the first one.
Did you know that there is a novel version of God of War? It's turned into a novelization, and it's also an audiobook, and it's read by the voice actor of Mimir, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Because I started to listen to it.
Wow.
And I said, nah, I'll play the game, which I won't for a while.
So the whole 2018 game?
The whole game.
That's
awesome.
But
yeah, it's written by Corey and whoever the other.
Nice. Well, I mean, if you don't beat the game, I'm excited that you're reading it. So then you'll kind of pick up on some things. I'm not going to spoil.
That was my thought.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to spoil anything for you because I'd rather leave this. I'm very surprised you haven't been spoiled by this game yet because there's some big spoilers in this game. But regardless, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to talk too much about the first game because obviously you haven't beaten it. But in this game, we do see Kratos and we do see an older Atreus. So he's a lot older now.
Well, there goes Atreus dies in the first game for me and Bingo.
he wants to find more out about his life. And it seems like he's an angsty teen, which is kind of cool to see Kratos interact with Atreus as an angsty teen. Just from like the trailer alone, it's cool. I will tell you, that in the trailer, there was one part where they were arguing and Atreus looks at him and says, I want you to stop acting like a dad and act like a general. And Kratos like turns around and he goes, no. And it's like, yeah, no, because like, if we know Kratos from before this time, right? Before 2018 God of War, he was a general. He did all this stuff. He did a lot of things to the gods, like the Greek gods. He pretty much got rid of
some things.
That whole, you know, fam, like that whole line of gods. So like for Atreus to say this, where he doesn't really know where his dad comes from too much, it's kind of crazy. And Kratos, the way he acts and the way he, you know, interacts with it. It's probably my most anticipated game from PlayStation Studios, and I'm very, very stoked to play that game. Like, I can't wait to get my hands on that game. I'm probably more excited about that game than Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2 and Knights of the Old Republic. I mean, Wolverine, I'm stoked for. He's my favorite superhero. I dressed up as him for Halloween when I was like 6, and ever since then, I'm like, dude, Wolverine's the best. I'm excited to see how they take that game, though, because if it's not rated M for mature, then I don't want to play it. I don't care to play it.
It's going to be rated J for Jackman.
Yeah. Rated HJ for Hugh Jackman. Other news, I guess, really, because this is kind of the end of my notes. We're getting Sora in Super Smash Brothers. Mr. Kingdom Hearts himself is coming to Smash. Sakurai did it. When there was a will, there was a way. The craziest news about it was that back on 3DS, Sora was the most sought after character to be in Smash, and Sakurai and Satoru Iwata both knew that he was going to be in Smash. So on his deathbed, Iwata knew that eventually Sora was coming to Smash, and he had to take that with him, and he's probably so proud right now, and I'm so happy about it. Super stoked.
We gotta get the spiky hair boy. And they said, which one? There's too many!
Had to get him. I mean, from the moment that Minecraft Steve was in there, we knew, like, okay, nothing's impossible. They can get whoever they want to be in this game. 100%.
You know, who hasn't been in the game yet?
Who?
Hugh
Jackman. It's the Hugh Jackman Show. There is, I don't know if you've heard, but I think you would really like this, and so would your kids. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl is out.
Oh,
which
yes.
Is a like Super Smash Brothers. Plus, there's Nigel Thornberry, and he has a smashing moveset. So, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. It's kind of like, you know, Super Smash.
Like a Smash.
But with Nickelodeon.
Like a PlayStation All-Stars.
Yep. I want to tell you the characters that are in there.
Tell me about Nigel Thornberry.
Yep, so...
Hugh Jackman.
You've got SpongeBob, obviously.
What? Patrick. Wrong accent? Hugh Jackman, mate.
This is Hugh Jackman.
Hello, it's Hugh Jackman.
Like a sport of tea.
Nigel Thornberry is not Australian.
No, he's British, I think. Smashing.
He's smashing. He's not Australian, that's what he is. I guarantee you that.
Sandy Cheeks.
What?
Sandy Cheeks is in there.
Oh, yes. I need to get this game.
Michelangelo.
The turtle.
Yep. Leonardo.
Not the painter.
Yep. April O'Neil.
Zim.
No, Zim is in there.
Zima.
Aang.
He has it right here. Aang. You mean Aang?
Stop it. Right now. Korra.
I want to picture something for me right now. A second live action Avatar movie. I mean, first, because it doesn't exist. Starring Hugh Jackman as Aang. The hero of our story.
His head is just shaved with an arrow.
It's just shaved Hugh Jackman. Yip, yip, mate.
Korra's in it. from The Legend of Korra.
In the movie?
No, in the game.
Oh, less interesting.
Reptar.
Okay.
Toph. Helga.
Ah, from Hey Arnold?
They didn't even put Arnold in it. Arnold's not in it. It's Helga.
Ball head.
Oblina from All Real Monsters.
Okay. Is Danny that the Phantom. Tall one that looks like an umbrella?
Yes.
Nice.
Danny Phantom.
Okay.
Lucy Loud.
From
Lucy Loud from it was like the pirate one with his name's Lincoln Loud.
I have no idea what that is.
Powdered Toast Man.
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it's kind of like the gumball. Like,
okay,
you know, like the gumball show, but it's the other one with the kid and it's like a pirate ship.
If you know what show that is, shout it out.
No, I'm gonna look it up right now. Nickelodeon.
Put it in chat.
Lincoln. Oh, the show is called The Loud House.
That's why I didn't watch it. It's too loud.
Too loud. Ren and Stimpy are in there together. They're dual characters.
Nice.
Cat Dog, and finally Nigel Thornberry.
Smashing.
Apparently,
I can do this with my hands.
Apparently, the game is really good.
Of course, it is.
They're saying that Nickelodeon All-Star, this is on Kotaku, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl is so good, Smash may need to watch its back. Here's the problem. Super Smash has so many characters from the gaming universe that Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, you can only put so many characters in there. You can only put so many characters in there from like Nickelodeon shows. What are you going to do? You're going to put iCarly in there?
Yeah, it's a little upsetting that you don't get to play as like Kenan Thompson.
Right.
Like
what are you going to do?
With like, you can have like his SNLs, like a version, and then you can have like the all that version.
Right. It's just like, it seems like a really good idea, and I'm sure the game plays great and it looks awesome, but it's like, you can only do so much with that game opposed to Super Smash where, hello, they've got so many characters in there from the gaming universe.
Yeah, they've got a really pointy hair guy. Actually, they have two very pointy hair guys.
No, they got a lot of pointy hair guys. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't really know about any other video games, to be honest.
You don't know of any other? There's a lot of other games.
That we can talk about that are new?
You ever heard of...
I hate you. I hate you. I'm going to preface this with I hate you.
Yeah, have you played Hello Neighbor? It's this very good game.
I've not played Hello
Neighbor. You go to knock at your neighbor's house. You go, ding dong. Opens the door. It's Hugh Jackman. And you go, what? When did you move in over there?
He goes,
hello, mate. I baked you a pie.
Would you like some shrimp on the barbie?
And he gets you with the claws. He gets you. And
I'm so...
I'm going to be in the new Nickelodeon game, mate.
I'm so sorry for all the people we're offending. You know what? Let's talk about offending some people. Let's talk about the Mario cast.
Yeah, they really define offensive.
Mario cast.
It's me, Chris Pratt.
So we've got... Did we talk about... I feel like... Am I having deja vu? I feel like we talked about this already.
I know. I don't think we did.
We did not. Okay. I didn't tell you who... You already know all the people that are going to be in it?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Oh, I think we talked about that like off recording.
I hope that Toad is entirely just the anger translator character.
Oh, that'd be great. So Chris Pratt reprising his role as Mario.
Reprising?
I'm just saying.
Did you see it was a fake image online of like someone interviewing Chris Pratt if he was going to do like an accent for Mario, and he said, no, Mario is not Italian anymore. He's normal now.
He's normal now, yikes. Yeah, you'll be careful.
It was fake.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't real.
So Chris Pratt is Mario, his brother Luigi is Charlie Day, which honestly, great casting. Super excited about that. Jack Black is Bowser. Anya Taylor-Joy, which she's great. Peach, I think she'll make a great Peach. Keegan-Michael Key is going to be Toad. We got Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Sebastian Maniscalco? Did I pronounce that right?
Maniscalco.
As Foreman Spike. Fred Armisen as Cranky Kong.
I'm honestly... Give me Fred as Cranky Kong as like my most anticipated role of this, like low-key.
Yeah. Kevin Michael Richardson is playing Kamek. And then Charles Martinet is going to be there as like cameo.
Let's get to the real meat here. Who's Waluigi this time?
That's what I'm saying. I want to know who Waluigi and Wario are. It would have been cool to have Jack Black as Waluigi and I forget his name, but from Tenacious D.
Kyle Gass.
Yeah, Wario. As Wario or Waluigi. They could both play Wario or Waluigi. Didn't really matter to me. I was here for it. Maybe Kyle Gass will be Bowser Jr. That would be awesome. That would be so sick. I'd be so down for that. But yeah, that's really, I mean, that's pretty much all I have as a, you know, it's been a while.
There's going to be a cameo appearance from Pikachu, voiced by Post Malone.
No, it's got to be Ryan Reynolds.
He did the Post Malone song, though. He did the Pokemon song.
Doesn't matter. They've already got, he's already Detective Pikachu. Yeah, I mean, other than that, it's been a while, but, you know, I'm in the process of moving, which I'll be leaving CT to make my journey to the old North Carolinas around the second week of November. So I'll be down there for Thanksgiving, and I'll be down there for Christmas.
Damn!
I know. I'll be back up here in February, though, so I'll be back around.
Oh, for Valentine's Day? So we can go on a date?
It's Valentine's Day. It's Kyle's daughter's birthday, so I want to be here for that, just so she doesn't forget me, you know?
Could you please provide me with the Fortnite tip of the day?
Go to crash sites. There's a lot of good stuff.
You heard it here.
You heard
go
it
to
here
crash
first.
Sites.
Go to crash sites.
There's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff. That's the other thing that's new development.
This has been the Fortnite tip of the day.
Shane
by
got
my
his-
wife.
Shane got his wife to play Fortnite, which honestly is the coolest thing ever. It's awesome. Their whole family plays Fortnite together. They got their whole quad squad. They're called the quad squad, the core four. And then when Phoenix is able to play Fortnite, he'll be in there as their substituting fifth.
Yeah, and so we have a rotation. You know, when one of them's not playing well, we sub him out.
Mm-hmm.
We put him back into boot camp, get him some practice.
It's
You're doing fine.
It's fun because I actually got to play with Shane's kids in Fortnite. It was great. We played Fortnite. We got a big dub. But yeah, I mean, that's probably going to do it for the It's Been a While episode. Yeah.
We're just going to hop back in. And, you know, hey, it's October. Maybe we'll wrap another one of these up by, Easter.
Halloween. By Halloween.
Yeah.
By Halloween, we'll do a spooky episode. How about that?
Oh, we gotta do a spooky episode. It's just gonna be every couple minutes. We'll go jump scare.
Boom! This is a jump scare.
And then a couple minute monologue from Hugh Jackman.
But yeah, we've been the Good Game Guys.
Good Game Guys featuring Hugh Jackman.
Featuring Hugh Jackman
and Norton and the Illusionist.
And Shane's wife.
And my wife!
And his wife.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Very nice. You know, I get window, my neighbor get window. I get phone, my neighbor get phone. I get clock radio, he can't afford clock radio.
Great success.
Great success.
Bye-bye.
Adios, everyone.
Hey, that's it for episode 26 of The Good Game Guys. But before we go, it is the spooky month. As such, we have a promo for a podcast that's kind of focused around spooky movies. Anyway, here it is. And then after their promo, stick around for a little epilogue where Don told me a pretty shitty story. And I don't know, maybe you'll find it interesting. All right, bye.
Hello, I am Chris from the Geek Peek Podcast, and I am very excited to introduce my two friends here. Miles.
Hello, I'm Miles from the Disc Dump Podcast and Toast of the Realms Podcast.
And Josh.
Hi, I'm Josh from the Four Nerds by Nerds Podcast.
We are very, very excited to be doing a brand new podcast together. We are joining forces, and we are going to be reviewing horror movies. It is called
High on Horror.
It's going to be our podcast where we talk all about horror movies. We're going to review them, and we're even going to have some audience participation. I hope you guys are excited.
The show will debut in September, so be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media. We are on Instagram, which is @high_on_horror. You can also follow us on Twitter @highonhorror. The O in on is a zero. And remember, life is tough, so why not take a break and get
high on horror?
You had a story to tell me.
Yes. Okay. So, you know what? Let me look it up so I can be correct about this.
Okay. Welcome to the epilogue. It's story time. The epilogue.
Okay. So, it's in Indonesia. All right. So, it's cat poop coffee.
I don't like that. All right. I don't like that at all.
Civet coffee or Civet coffee or Kopi Luwak, as pronounced in Indonesia, is really expensive. So it's $60 for 4 ounces of beans. Or in some boutique cafes, it's $10 a cup. But apparently, it's a bargain compared to what it costs for elephant poop coffee. I didn't know elephant poop coffee was really
what?
Good. Yes, I'm going to get into that too. Wow, that's crazy. So the beans are literally gathered from animal feces as for a purpose of empirical research. He got his hands on for a taste test. He bought 2 little samples costing more than $100 from 2 companies. Wow, this is crazy. Indonesian farmers grow Arabica. How do you pronounce that? Arabica coffee plant?
Arabica.
All right. Indonesia's palm civet cats, also known as luwaks, eat the ripe coffee cherries. Though they can be wild, most Kopi Luwak comes from caged luwaks. The civet's digestive enzymes partially digest the coffee cherries, removing the chaff and flesh and leaving lightly fermented coffee beans. Workers handpick the coffee beans out of the civet's poop and wash them dry and roast them. The coffee beans are packaged and sold. They're said to have a smooth, distinctive flavor.
Yeah, this, distinctly like poop.
This goes all the way back to the 1700s when the Dutch first set up coffee plantations in Sumatra and Java. Dude, that's crazy. A cup of Kopi Luwak coffee typically costs between $35 and $100, and per pound price can range from $100 to $600. That's 20 to 60 more times expensive than the average coffee.
So we gotta get a great deal. Our coffee's a lot cheaper and probably doesn't have cat shit in it.
No poop. Apparently the process is very inhumane, so that's why it's like people say it's bad to drink it. Now I'm interested. See, I'm the type of person that would be interested in trying it just because I want to just say I've tried it. But now I'm getting elephant poop coffee. Here we go, baby. Same type of thing, I'm guessing. $120 for a single package of black ivory coffee, which is elephant poop. That is insane. You heard it here first.